Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team's coming off of a great big sweep of Duluth, who was ranked number 8 at the time. You win those two games 4-2 and 2-1. First, talk about what you liked about your team's battle back mentality in game one of that series.
Big, Kelly. You know, I remember walking to the locker room after the second period, and Shane mentioned that, we can come back, but we don't want to get in the habit of doing that because we did the same thing with Providence and we got behind against Lindenwood early. But just to have that mentality, that stick-to-itiveness, whatever you want to call it, that you're never out of a game. I just credit the group for that. It's a lot of character. And I'll start with Lauren Bench. I just thought it was huge for her that she just slammed the door and just really gave us an opportunity with some key saves in that second period to crawl our way back and eventually win that game.
Got a big weekend out of Haley Mack as well. She's got 6 goals on the season. Named Offensive Player of the Week. How much does she energize your team when she's out there?
Well, she's always dangerous, no question. When she has the puck in the offensive zone, good things can happen anytime because she's never been afraid to shoot the puck. You don't have to tell her to shoot the puck twice. I mean, she'll get pucks to the net, and she just has an uncanny release, and it's on and off her stick awful quick. Yeah, it goes to those hard areas. Obviously she's been huge for us, these last 3 games. And certainly if we're going to have success this weekend, we're going to need her line and her teammates to be able to pull this off.
You mentioned Lauren Bench. She was named goaltender of the week. How much confidence coming off of this last weekend benefit your team going into the number one team in the country?
Yeah, goaltending is so important. It really, really starts there. Yeah, just about everybody you play in our league in particular is going to have really, really good goaltending. When she's playing well, it's just the confidence that grows from the team. It's you can feel it. And no question that, she was on last weekend and the team fed off that. One of the first keys when you come here to Wisconsin is, you're going to have to have good goaltending. And the games that we have won here in the past, just one in my career, Brittany Mowat was outstanding. We win 2-1. The very next day, Aaron Dieters is unbelievable. And we go to overtime and lose 2-1. So we were right there. And I know prior to my coming here, they won some games that were real low scoring. So goaltending is going to be really, really important, and Lauren knows that. But it's not just her. But obviously it starts there, and, she's playing well. It's just going to give the team confidence.
Offenses in the country right now?
Pretty easy. Group felt good about itself after that big weekend sweep over Duluth, and that certainly is going to help no matter who the opponent is the next weekend. But we are locked in. They know who they're facing. The outstanding team that Wisconsin always has, defending national champions. Obviously off to an undefeated start again. They know that, so it was pretty easy to keep them focused, and they've been locked in all week.
You can't really look back on the past, but I know 2 key players from your lineup are both out this weekend that have scored against the Wisconsin Badgers, and that's Jack Casa and Lydia Passolt. Who's going to need to step up offensively this weekend?
Yeah, that's a great point, Kelly. Both of those historically have done well. Lydia scored her first college goal ever here, and then obviously she had the game winner last year when we beat him 2-1. And Jack has scored here and obviously scored up in Grand Forks as well, or Bemidji as well. So, but they're out, and that's why we always say other players have an opportunity.